Hello, I'm a member of staff at Winston's Wish, a bereavement charity to support children and young people just like you. I'm going to talk to you today about sleep, or maybe the lack of sleep, what might help you get to sleep, and why we all need sleep. We all need sleep so we have energy the next day to play, learn, have fun, and so our bodies and our minds can keep working really well. It's normal to sometimes not be able to get to sleep. You might be thinking about something that happened at home that day, or worried about something that's going to happen at school the next day, or things that have happened in your past. Sometimes, after someone's died, it's really hard to get to sleep. It might be because you're worried that going to sleep will mean you won't ever wake up again. And that might be because you heard an adult say that the person who died has gone to sleep or died in their sleep. But it's really important to know that the person didn't die because they were asleep. They died because their body stopped working properly. But do ask an adult what happened if you're not completely sure. At Winston's Wish, we hear from lots of children who find going to sleep or staying asleep really hard and sometimes difficult. So we've come up with a few ideas that we hope you might find helpful so that you can sleep better. You might like to try during the day some exercise like different sports or running around the garden at home or at school in the playground. Exercise is really good for you. It can make the body tired and much more relaxed and help you feel as though you're much more sleepy. We would suggest that you try not to eat or drink, and especially fizzy drinks, at least 2 or 3 hours before bedtime. And that would be the same with screen time as well. Try to not have any screen time at least 2 or 3 hours before bedtime either. Perhaps try listen to calming music instead, or read a book, do a puzzle, maybe some colouring might help. And it's really important that you think about your environment and that you make sure you've got a really comfy, snuggly bedroom. Make sure it's not too hot and certainly not too cold. Make sure it's not too light. And if it's too dark and you're worried about being in the dark, why not ask an adult if you can have a little night light so that you can see in the dark if you were to wake up? Have you got a favourite teddy or blanket to cuddle? Perhaps a nice scent like lavender might also help you to sleep. At Winston's Wish, these are things that we hear often that can really help children to feel tired, relaxed, more comfortable in their bed. But if you're really struggling, then try to stretch out long and then relax all your muscles and maybe try and repeat that 3 or 4 times to get your legs and arms really tired. Perhaps it would also help to have a notepad and pen next to your bed. So if you do start thinking and your brain is all buzzy and fuzzy, you can write it down and perhaps speak to somebody about it the next day. You might even like to talk to your favourite toy or your pet if you have one, or a special worry doll before bedtime. Ultimately, it's really important to tell somebody if sleeping is difficult, and we at Winston's Wish really understand that it can be hard, especially if someone important to you has died.
If you need more help, you can talk to us. Scroll down to find out how to speak to us, or ask your parent, carer, or another grown-up to help you.
Take good care. Bye for now.